T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
We all love working with Janine on this show because sometimes she shares stories with us that are just so beautiful and so perfect that it stops the whole room. Everybody turns and looks at her and says, wait, what did you just say? We're like, we got to talk about that on the radio. Janine told us a story yesterday about getting in trouble after finding a can of spray paint in her parents' basement.
Yeah, so I was 12, and spray paint's really cool, especially when it's bright green. So, you know, you had to spray it on stuff to see the bright green.
Of course.
Obviously, you didn't know what the color looked like otherwise. So I was doing some rocks in the backyard, and then I buried them so I wouldn't get in trouble. But then, idiot me, decided I wanted to see what it looked like on something nice and big and smooth and shiny. So these shelving units in my back basement, like the unfinished part, the part that when you're 12 you think no one cares about because it's like Narnia to a kid, and I just spray painted this.
It's like the every house, especially if you grew up in the Northeast, has a basement, right? Because there weren't a lot of finished basements, at least in Syracuse where I grew up. But every house has a basement, and there's the part of the basement that gets used, and then the part of the basement that doesn't really get used that often.
Right.
And then the part of the basement that's so scary.
You don't go there.
Nobody goes in that part of the basement.
And it's just filled with all these old tools and stuff.
Yes.
That, like, it's archaic. It's like a museum, but
yes,
like old, and you don't want to touch any of it. So I spray painted the inside of this old, like what I thought was just this useless old shelving thing. And then I totally forgot about it. Two weeks later, my dad calls me down into the basement.
Did you hear your middle name? Janine. What is your middle name?
Lee.
Janine Lee!
No, my dad's the very calm, cool, like, you can tell just him, like, saying, like, hey, come down to the basement. I have to talk to you. I'm like, oh.
Well, that's worse.
No. And this is 2 weeks later, so I've completely forgotten about
it.
You have
no idea.
No idea. I thought maybe he was going to rope me into, like, doing chores in the back basement, which was just as bad.
Okay.
And he's like, so I saw this, and he just, like, gestures towards the spray paint, and I'm like, oh, no. And still, in my stupid kid head, I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
Right.
And he's like, you ruined my property. Like, that's my stuff, and you ruined it. So he's like, I'm going to do the same to you. And then he took the spray paint, which I didn't throw out, and he spray painted my entire left arm.
Bright green.
Bright green. He spray painted my left arm bright green and just said, it took me hours, and I barely got all of it off, so that's going to take you hours to deal with. And then that was it. Like, I never heard of it again.
And how, did the paint go away? Did your skin react? What happened?
I remember the shower and they're just being there. And I had to take like a couple because the hot water ran out.
Of course.
I was just scrubbing my arm with the loofah, trying to get it off for like so long. And it took forever.
404-263-0941. If you had a creative parent when it came to the punishment department. Hey, Brittany and Conyers, what's up?
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing today?
We're good, thank you.
So, I think I have it beat. I had a horrible babysitter growing up, like, absolutely just evil. And my dad, one day, decided to take some advice from her before he decided to never let me go to her house again.
Okay.
So one of the forms of punishment is actually a Chinese torture technique.
What?
And it's horrible. You pour rice on the ground. You have the person kneel down, touch the nose to the wall. Their knees are, of course, on the rice. And then you put your hands behind your back, and your nose has to touch the wall. You have to balance on the rice on your knees.
Oh, that sounds painful.
It's horrible.
I started crying.
My dad's like, oh, it can't be that bad. He tries it. He starts crying. He hugs me. He's like, that is so horrible. I will never do that again. And I never went to that babysitter again.
Your babysitter would do that to you? That's criminal.
She is horrible. She didn't do that. She actually made us hold books straight out in our arms and stare out the window at the sun. I do remember that. She is freaking crazy.
Oh, my God.
There has to be the worst babysitter on the planet, and the one that makes the people who that she's caring for stare into the sun is the worst babysitter on the planet. I'm sorry. Brittany, I'm glad you survived your childhood.
Oh my gosh, me too.
Can we give Brittany a hug through the phone right now?
I feel bad. A group hug for Brittany. And I wonder if she has a rice phobia. Like if she goes to Japanese steakhouse and like, what kind of rice do you want? She's like, just get away from me.
Would you like rice or noodles? Noodles!
Always the noodles. 404-263-0941. Creative parent punishments. Janine's got another one involving butter and her hair. Talk about it next.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star. 94.1.
All right, so Janine just told us, very quickly, Janine, what happened when your dad busted you spray painting something that belonged to him?
He spray painted my arm.
He spray painted your arm. Okay. Now, what happened when you forgot to put the margarine away for a couple weeks in a row?
Yeah, he kept yelling at me about it because I would go into the kitchen at night and like get like a late night snack in high school. And he woke me up one morning at like 6 o'clock in the morning when he woke up after he went down to try to get coffee and food. And he just walked in and I just remember him. He was so serious. And he was so, like, resolved in this. And he just woke me up and he's like, you left the butter out again.
Okay.
And then he just whips out a spoon from behind his back and flicks a spoonful of margarine in my hair and then walks away.
That's a heck of an alarm clock.
It was the most effective punishment of my life.
Have you ever left the butter out ever in your life?
Like, okay. Never again. I had to immediately get up and shower because it was all greasy.
A lot of your parents' punishments end up with you taking multiple showers, I've noticed.
Yeah.
Destiny and Ackworth, what's up?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Great. How did your parents get creative when it was time for you to get punished?
Actually, my fiance's father is a pretty funny guy. She got in trouble when she was about 13 years old.
Okay.
And they had a bunch of river rock out in their backyard. She made her go outside and clean every single rock for a couple of hours, rock by rock, and he would come out, pick one up, tell her it was dirty, and she would have to start all over again.
That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. She was quite the troublemaker, so she got to do a lot of fun stuff like that growing up.
That is brilliant.
Watched a lot of rocks.
Pam, welcome to the show. Pam and Marietta.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How did you get creatively punished when you were growing up?
Well, when I was about 10 or 12, something like that, my mom caught me smoking.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right? And she broke up a cigarette and made me eat it.
I've heard of that.
Have you? Oh, my God. I thought it was terrible.
I've heard of that. I also know somebody who got busted drinking way too young, like 15 or 16 years old, got drunk, and so the next day had their first hangover.
Oh, my gosh.
And Dad prepared a breakfast of really runny scrambled eggs and, super undercooked bacon, so it was super chewy, and sat right there while she got to eat her first hangover breakfast.
Oh, that's gross.
All right, Katie and Alpharetta, what's up?
Hey, so my dad actually did a few things, but Santa brought my gifts back to the North Pole.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Santa returned your gifts after you unwrapped them and saw what they were?
Oh, yeah. 2 weeks after. I got the piano game, the Nintendo back in 1990. I guess I learned how to play the piano, and he thought I was going to be, like, a pretty good piano player. But I also got the duck hunting game, and we all know how fun that is. So
and
I played that more.
And so your parents obviously called the North Pole and said, she's not behaving.
Pretty much. And I came home one day and I said, hey, where's my duck hunting game? I want to play it. And my mom said, well, wait till your dad gets home. So my dad came home that night. He goes, Katie, it was the craziest thing. Santa came by today and brought it back to the North Pole. You never played the piano game. So no more duck hunting.
Oh, no. Wow. Thank you, Katie.
Santa into it.
Thanks.
The conversation continues. We would love to hear your comments. Go to facebook.com/Jeff and Jen Show.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.